You're welcome back to the News at One. Why so soon? Why so quickly? The words of Father Gregory Corcoran at the funeral mass for Tadhg Farrell, the little boy who was killed by a petrol bomb attack in County Offaly. Tadhg, who was just four, died alongside his grand-aunt Mary Holt in the attack on a house in Edenderry. His grandmother continues to receive hospital treatment for serious burns. Here's some more from Father Corcoran's homily.
There are times in life when words are useless. And today is one of those times. We gather with broken hearts, carrying a grief that's just too heavy. We're here today because a beautiful young boy, Tadhg, so young and so full of life, has been taken from us in a way that makes no sense. And so we stand together, not to explain, but to hold one another, to pray, and to place Tadhg gently in the hands of God.
Our correspondent Laura Hogan is at St Mary's Church in Edenderry this afternoon. Laura, what else did mourners hear?
Yes, Rachel, well, people gathered here from about 11 o'clock outside the church grounds at St Mary's Church. And the funeral cortege was led by three motorbikes, while Tadhg's mother, young sisters and family members and many mourners walked behind a hearse before a small white coffin was carried into the church. Parish priest Father Gregory Corcoran told mourners that they were gathered in shock and in sadness, and like so many children around the country, he said it was just one week ago that Tadhg, four-year-old Tadhg, was looking forward to watching the Late Late Toy Show. Now, Father Corcoran said that Tadhg was born in June 2021 in the middle of COVID. At this time, he said that cherry blossoms were in full bloom outside that church, and he compared the fleeting beauty of the cherry blossoms to Tadhg's short life. He said that the cherry blossom disappears but leaves its mark, and that Tadhg too had left a mark on his family, his home and his community. A mark that he said that time or tragedy cannot erase.
Words also read out, I think, by Tadhg's mother and by his grandmother.
Yes, that's right. Words from family members were read during the funeral mass, beginning with Tadhg's mother, Shannon, who said that Tadhg, while he was only 4 years old, had filled a lifetime of love into his 4 years. She said that he had a smile that could light up any room, and that he taught her what joy really looks like and how precious every moment can be. She said that, "I will find you in every bit of sunshine." Words also from one of his grandmothers, Nanny Farrell, as she was referred to during the funeral mass, were also read to mourners gathered. She said that she would forever think of the little things with Tadhg, how they would tell each other how they loved each other, and she also described remembering asking him, "What harm are you doing now, Tadhg?" and how 5 minutes later he'd be up to mischief again. The funeral mass has now ended here in Edenderry, and Tadhg Farrell has been laid to rest in the nearby St Mary's Cemetery.
Laura, thank you very much. Our correspondent Laura Hogan there in Edenderry. Well, meanwhile, Gardaí investigating the murder of Tadhg and his grand-aunt Mary Holt have been carrying out searches of three houses in Kildare and Offaly. For the latest, I'm joined by our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey. Sinead, will you tell us about these searches?
Yes, Rachel, Gardaí from the Serious Crime Unit of the Laois Offaly Garda Division led this morning's early searches on three residential properties in counties Offaly and Kildare. The investigation team, supported early this morning by a number of national units, the Special Tactics and Operations Command, the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, as well as local Garda units within the divisions of Laois Offaly and Kildare Carlow. This was a big operation in the investigation into the murders of Tadhg Farrell and Mary Holt, and it comes less than 5 days after that arson attack which happened on the house in Castleview Park. Earlier this week, Gardaí made that unprecedented move in releasing the CCTV footage of the attack, during which two people could be seen approaching the house, smashing a front window and throwing a suspected petrol bomb inside. So this investigation is moving at pace. And earlier this week, Chief Superintendent Anthony Lonergan from the Laois Offaly Garda Division said that Gardaí are determined and will identify those responsible.
Meanwhile, Sinead, there have been a number of arrests in the Midlands prison in Port Laois. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, this is a separate investigation and we're told it's looking at all of the circumstances surrounding an alleged assault at the Midlands prison in Port Laois on Saturday. Gardaí from the Laois Offaly Crime Serious Crime Unit, they're investigating, we're told, the circumstances of that assault causing harm at the prison. And as part of that, they arrested four men today aged in their 20s and 30s and all four were told are being detained at Garda stations in the eastern region. Now, this is very much a separate investigation, but it is understood the arrests are part of ongoing Garda inquiries to try and establish a motive for last Saturday night's arson attack in Edenderry. Earlier this week, Gardaí said they're keeping an open mind as to the reasons and motives for that attack, but it's believed that this is part of that investigation process.
Sinead, thank you. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.